The global supply of wheat is abundant this year, so differentiating the U.S. crop from wheat grown elsewhere around the globe is a key goal for the U.S. Wheat Checkoff. John Crabtree, Assistant Director of the Northern Crops Institute, explains one way to set U.S. wheat apart from the competitions is with quality.
Wheat is not wheat anymore. People are now looking at quality characteristics that's going to work best, you know, best for their company and for their customers.
Each year, the U.S. wheat industry works to provide its clients with information on the latest wheat crop, supplying data on the characteristics which help customers grow their own business. Throughout the fall and winter months, the results of the U.S. wheat survey are presented at seminars around the globe.
It's been a program that's been going on, gosh, probably for at least 40 years, and it's been very successful to get that information out to the buyers, for they know exactly what the crop looks like and what they can expect when they come over here to purchase the wheat.
As for the 2016 U.S. wheat crop, Crabtree explains this year's wheat offering stacks up well, especially from the northern plains.
The quality, you know, looks real good. So from the importer standpoint, they're looking at a very good wheat crop that they can choose from.
Crabtree explains the Northern Crops Institute, located in Fargo, is often a key presenter at the wheat quality seminars, providing details on wheat grown in the northern United States. The South Dakota Wheat Commission is a supporting partner of the Northern Crops Institute and will host the NCI Fall Board Meeting, set for November 21st and 22nd in Brookings. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission.